The state of Kashmir that is bordering India, Pakistan and China has always been a source of political conflict since the partition of India in 1947. And conflict between neighbouring countries has heightened further after the Indian Prime Minister decided to remove Kashmir's special status and instead recognise it as a union territory. David Lockwood, an Associate Professor in History at the University of Adelaide, spoke with The Wire's Malvika Hemant about the role Kashmir plays in India and Pakistan's identity.
Historically, China had been a firm ally of Pakistan and therefore tended to support the Pakistani side in the ongoing dispute. That alliance is not as strong as it once was. Therefore, you won't find China militarily backing Pakistan. But both countries, both China and Pakistan, regard Indian actions in their part of Kashmir as potentially provocative, potentially a matter of security for China and Pakistan.
What is meant by giving a state special status and what's its relation to Kashmir?
This was put through as a sort of sweetener for the Indian-administered Kashmir. It gave the Kashmiris a certain amount of autonomy. Theoretically, they had their own constitution. They were very much under the control of India, but it gave the Kashmiri government, the state government, it could make its own rules in terms of who could be a resident of Kashmir, who could own property, fundamental rights like that. And these are the things that have been taken away by the latest action of the Indian government.
India's Prime Minister Narendra Modi has removed the state's special status and instead making it a union territory. What impact does this removal have on Kashmir and its citizens?
It takes away the sort of privileges that I've just outlined. It'll put Kashmir much more firmly under the control of the central government in India. And this is why Kashmir is, as far as we can tell, objecting to this very strongly. But this is more to do with Modi shoring up his own political position in India in the face of a not terribly good economic situation and in the face of important state elections that are going to come up. It is more about Modi putting himself and his Hindu nationalist government, putting them up as strong defenders of India, you know, when all is said and done, of the Hindu cause.
What impact does recognising the state now as a union territory have?
The limited powers of self-government and autonomy that Indian-administered Kashmir had, it takes them away. And therefore it puts the territory much, much more firmly under the control of the central government.
In response to Mr. Modi's decision, Pakistan's Prime Minister Imran Khan has said that removing the state's special status will induce further conflict and has decided to bring this issue to the UN Council. Does his view hold true?
There will certainly be further conflict within Indian-administered Kashmir. One of the problems at the moment is, of course, that in taking this decision, the Indian government shut down the internet and telephone services in Kashmir, and obviously aren't allowing journalists to go into there. And therefore, it's difficult to know what is happening inside Indian-administered Kashmir, but I would think it's not a particularly pretty sight. The Kashmiris have spent decades on the streets demanding either independence or accession to Pakistan. I don't think this decision is going to cool any of those fires, but could put the Indian government in a stronger position to repress them.
How big is the divide, would you say, between Kashmiri Muslims and Hindus on this decision?
Generally speaking, the Hindus in Kashmir tend to back the Indian government against separatist forces within Kashmir because they want to stay with India. I don't suppose for a moment that situation is going to be made any better by what Modi has done.
What significance does Kashmir now play today, especially on India's Independence Day?
Now, there are BJP supporters, obviously, who applauded this move to abolish Kashmir's special status. They're out in the streets celebrating because this is a reassertion of Indian unity and Indian nationalism. I imagine this will be played up in the celebrations in India around Independence Day, and I have no doubt that the speech that Prime Minister Modi will make from the Red Fort as the Prime Minister does every year on Independence Day, will be full of a lot of rhetoric about pulling India together and making it united. And he won't say this, but the sub-agenda will be trampling on the interests of the minorities.
David Lockwood, Associate Professor in History at the University of Adelaide, speaking to The Wire's Malvika Hemanth.